Health talk by those who care. Have a health question or comment? Let us know at Jay County Hospital. Health talk by those who care.
Welcome to Health Talk by Those Who Care. I'm Christy Henry, your community health educator here at Jay County Hospital. I'm glad you've tuned in to Health Talk today. Health Talk is sponsored by the Jay County Hospital Foundation. Each week, we will discuss your health questions, check out the latest fitness tips, and share a healthy recipe provided by the registered dietitian from the Jay County Hospital Nutritional Services Department. Now, if you have a question, you can email me at khenry@jcountyhospital.com, and I'll get your question on the air. Don't go away. We have great things to share in the next few minutes.
Health Talk is sponsored by the Jay County Hospital Foundation. Thank you for making a difference in Jay County and the surrounding communities.
This is Dr. Mark Hagenjoes talking about men's health. Today, I'd like to talk about preventing the top seven threats, which are the biggest threats to men's health, which can be prevented. Preventing these threats will help men live a longer, healthier life. Statistics provided by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention tells us that one of the leading causes of death among men is heart disease. In order for men to take control of their heart health, they must make healthy lifestyle choices. For example, don't smoke or use any tobacco products. Eat a healthy diet, choosing vegetables, fruits, whole grains, and high-fiber foods, and lean sources of protein, such as fish. Manage chronic medical problems. If you have high cholesterol or high blood pressure, follow your doctor's treatment recommendations. If you have diabetes, keep your blood sugar under control. Include physical activity in your daily routine. Choose sports or other activities you enjoy, anything from basketball to a brisk walk. Maintain a healthy weight. Extra pounds increase the risk of heart disease. Limit alcohol. If you choose to drink alcohol, do so only in moderation. Too much alcohol can raise your blood pressure. And manage stress. If you feel constantly on edge or under assault, your lifestyle habits may suffer. Take steps to reduce stress or learn to deal with stress in healthy ways. Second most common cause of illness in men is cancer. Various types of cancer are of particular concern to men, including lung cancer, skin cancer, prostate cancer, and colorectal cancer. To reduce the risk of cancer, again, consider these general tips. Don't smoke, maintain healthy weight, maintain physical activity and a normal lifestyle. Protect yourself from the sun. When outdoors, cover with sunscreen. Limit your use of alcohol. But most importantly, also seek detection for these cancer conditions early. Consult your doctor for regular cancer screenings. These screenings become particularly more important if you have a family history of cancer. Sometimes we overlook the obvious third cause of health issues for men, and this is accidents. Motor vehicle accidents are the leading cause of fatal accidents among men. To stay safe on the road, use common sense. Wear your seatbelt, follow the speed limit. Don't drive under the influence of alcohol or any other substances. Don't drive while sleepy. Number four on the list are chronic lower respiratory diseases. These are mostly chronic lung conditions, such as bronchitis, emphysema, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. The leading cause of this problem has to do with smoking. If you smoke, it is time to quit. Stay clear of pollution if you can. Prevent respiratory illnesses such as pneumonia and flu by getting a flu shot or a pneumonia vaccine. Stroke is our number five cause of health problems amongst men. Again, the leading risk factors for stroke have to do with family history, age, and race. But other contributing factors include chronic medical conditions such as high cholesterol or high blood pressure. Smoking greatly contributes to risk of stroke as well. Again, as in other medical problems, making healthy lifestyle choices of diet, exercise, limit alcohol are important. Number six cause of medical problem for men is type 2 diabetes. Type 2 diabetes, the most common diabetes for older men, is when the body has a higher amount of glucose relative to the amount of insulin in the body. Poorly controlled diabetes can lead to heart disease, blindness, nerve damage, other complications such as kidney failure. Preventing type 2 diabetes has to do with maintaining a normal weight, maintaining good exercise. The seventh and final highest risk for medical problems for men have to do with suicide. Important risk factor for suicide amongst men is depression. Although depression in men is less common than it is in women, symptoms of depression are much more severe. Symptoms of sadness, unhappiness, feeling of unimportance or difficulty in making decisions, thinking things clearly. If you have experienced any of these types of problems, it is important that you talk to your physician. Treatment is available. Anyone who had ever contemplated suicide should seek medical attention. Anyone who knows of someone who is contemplating suicide should intervene and help them to the best of their ability. Understanding health risk is one thing. Taking action to reduce these risks is another. Start with healthy lifestyle choices such as eating a healthy diet, staying physically active, quitting smoking, getting regular checkups, and taking precautions in your daily activities. The impact may be greater than you know.
We want to thank Dr. Hagenjost for being with us today, and this is your minute to be fit, managing your condition with exercise. Do you need a reason to work out? Here are 7 reasons to get started. What if someone told you that a healthier and longer life was within your grasp? Does it sound too good to be true? According to a wealth of research, exercise is the key for a better quality of life. Not only does regular exercise aid in weight loss, but it reduces your risk for several chronic diseases and conditions. Finding activities that you enjoy and that become part of your daily routine is the key to a long and healthy life. The list of health benefits is impressive, and the requirements are relatively simple. Research has confirmed that any amount of exercise at any age is beneficial. And in general, the more that you do, the greater the benefits. The National Academy of Sciences has recommended that everyone strive for a total of 1 hour a day of physical activity. This may sound like quite a bit of exercise, but the hour can be made up of several shorter bursts of activity, and it can be walking, gardening, and even heavy house cleaning, and it's done throughout the day. Physical activity is an essential part of any weight loss program to maximize your fat loss while keeping valuable muscle mass. But exercise has many other health and longevity benefits. It can help prevent or improve these conditions. Number 1 is heart disease. Regular activity strengthens your heart muscle, lowers blood pressure, increases good cholesterol, which is high-density lipoproteins or HDL cholesterol, and it lowers bad cholesterol, which are the low-density lipoproteins or LDL cholesterol. Exercise enhances blood flow and helps your heart function more efficiently. All of these benefits reduce the risk of stroke, heart disease, and high blood pressure. Researchers suggest that the amount of physical activity, rather than its intensity, has the biggest impact on improving cholesterol levels. These researchers also found that any exercise is better than none, although more is better. Number 2 is stroke. Researchers found that being active reduces your risk of having and dying from a stroke. According to a recent study, moderately active study participants had a 20% less risk of stroke than less active participants. Number 3 is type 2 diabetes. This disease is increasing at alarming rates, by 62% since 1990, and 17 million Americans now have it. Physical activity can enhance weight loss and help prevent or control this condition. Losing weight can increase insulin sensitivity, improve blood sugar and cholesterol levels, and reduce blood pressure, all of which are very important to the health of people with diabetes. A recent study found that a brisk walk for 1 hour daily could reduce the risk of type 2 diabetes by 34%. Number 4 is obesity. Overweight and obese conditions can be prevented or treated with exercise along with a healthy diet. Activity helps to reduce body fat and increase muscle mass, which improves your body's ability to burn calories. The combination of reduced calories plus daily exercise is the ticket to weight loss, and controlling obesity is critical as it is a major risk factor for many diseases. Lowering your body mass index, or your BMI, is one way to reduce your risk of dying early and to live a healthier life. Number 5 is back pain. Back pain can be managed or prevented with a fitness program that includes muscle strengthening and flexibility. Having good posture and a strong abdomen is the body's best defense against back pain. Number 6 is osteoporosis. Weight-bearing exercise, such as walking, jogging, stair climbing, dancing, or lifting weights, strengthens bone formation and helps prevent the osteoporosis or bone loss often seen in women after menopause. Combine a diet rich in calcium and vitamin D with regular weight-bearing exercise for maximum results. According to a recent study, women who walked 4 or more hours per week had 41% fewer hip fractures than those who walked less than an hour a week. Number 7, psychological benefits. Improved self-esteem is one of the top benefits of regular physical activity. While exercising, your body releases chemicals called endorphins, and that can improve your mood and the way you feel about yourself. The feeling that follows a run or a workout is often described as euphoric and is accompanied by an energizing outlook. Exercise can help you cope with stress and ward off depression and anxiety. And these are just a few of the ways exercise improves your health. Other studies have suggested it can also help with certain types of cancer, improve immune function, and even more. Exercise alone produces modest weight loss, but when combined with a reduced calorie diet, the effects are much more impressive. People who exercise consistently and eat a healthy, modest calorie diet lose weight and improve cardiorespiratory fitness regardless of the length or intensity of their workouts. It is never too late to reap the benefits of physical activity. Sedentary women 65 years and older who began walking a mile a day cut their rates of death from all causes by 50%. So if exercise is so good for us, why aren't more people doing it? Some 64% of men and 72% of women fail to fit in activity on a daily basis, according to data from the 2000 National Health Interview Survey. Americans today are no more active than they were a decade ago. The American College of Sports Medicine recommends a combination of aerobic exercise, the type that makes you breathe harder like walking or jogging, for cardiovascular conditioning, and strength training like lifting weights or calisthenics for muscle toning, and also stretching to improve your range of motion. Strive for doing all three types, but remember that any exercise is better than doing nothing. Here are some easy ways to work physical activity into your life. If you have a pet, take it for a walk every day, or you can volunteer at the Humane Society and take those dogs for a walk every day. Do things the old-fashioned way. Get up and change the television channel, open the garage door manually, or use a push lawnmower. You can take the stairs instead of the elevator. Walk briskly whenever you can. Minimize the use of your car and walk to destinations within a mile. Take up tennis or any other game or sport that you enjoy. And you may want to consider joining a gym or a health club. The next time you're tempted to skip exercising, keep these wonderful health benefits in mind. And remember, every little bit helps. You may not feel up to a vigorous workout, but how about a walk in the neighborhood? Don't pass up a chance of a lifetime. That is, a longer and healthier one. Your recipe this week is banana cream pie. The ingredients: one small package, or 0.8 ounces, of a sugar-free vanilla pudding, and this is the cook type, not the instant pudding, 1 2/3 cups of fat-free milk, 4 ounces of light fat-free vanilla yogurt, 26 vanilla wafers, 2 bananas about 7 inches each, sliced, which that will equal about 2 cups, 1 cup of fat-free whipped topping. Prepare pudding according to the package directions, except use only 1 2/3 cups of milk. Cool slightly and add the yogurt. Line the bottom of an 8-inch pie pan with 12 vanilla wafers, not crushed. Arrange banana slices over the vanilla wafers and place the remaining 14 vanilla wafers standing up around the rim of the pan, and then pour in the cooled pudding. Top with fat-free whipped topping and refrigerate for 2 hours before serving. When serving, cut each piece to include 2 of the standing up vanilla wafers. This recipe makes 7 servings, and each serving provides 157 calories, 3 grams of total fat, 0 grams of saturated fat, 127 milligrams of sodium, 29 grams of total carbohydrate, 1 gram of dietary fiber, and 4 grams of protein. To find this recipe on our website, please visit www.jcountyhospital.com.
Thank you for listening to Health Talk by Those Who Care. Remember, if you've missed any part of our show, you can listen to it on our website at jcountyhospital.com. We look forward to talking to you next week, and until then, here's to your health.
Health Talk by Those Who Care. Have a health question or comment? Let us know at Jay County Hospital. Health Talk by Those Who Care.